time now for Rockin' Dave's Roots Roundup, an hour of the best rockabilly, jump blues, and western swing. Come on in and join us. Kick your feet up and get your roots on. And now, here's Rockin' Dave.
Hey now, and welcome to the 122nd edition of the Roots Roundup. I'm Rockin' Dave, and we got another slammin' bangin' hour of music for you. Starting right now with J.P. McDermott and Western Bop. Check them out on the Roots Roundup.
Looking skip, I parted the weeds and looked over the swamp, and I seen them cats doing the Long Beach Stomp. Long Beach Stomp, it's a rock and roll that beats anything that you ever been told. Long Beach Stomp in the Long Beach style, when it hits you, drives a cool cat wild. About to begin. Handed me a Fender, I picked up that beat, that crazy thing sent shivers to my feet. I rocked in a row, I skipped with a smile, I done the Long Beach Stomp, Long Beach style. Well, the Long Beach Stomp, it's a rock and roll, it beats anything you've ever been told. Long Beach Stomp in the Long Beach style, and it hits you, drives a cool cat wild. We gotta go. I said, that's all right. You go right ahead. I'm gonna Long Beach Stomp till I roll over dead.
Thank you.
That was Charles Brown, born into a middle-class Texas family and raised to be a teacher. Along the way, though, Charles fell under the spell of bluesy piano players and vocalists, and he began releasing records after WW2. He scored some big hits and influenced folks like Amos Milburn and even Ray Charles. After the hits stopped, Charles left music and became a manual laborer, but he was rediscovered and enjoyed a lengthy second career that ended with his death in 1999 at the age of 77. We heard one of his classics, Joyce's Boogie. Before that, we started with a bang, courtesy of J.P. McDermott and Western Bop, the rockin' combo from Southern California. Last year, they released a new 4-song EP, Lucky Stars, and from that, we heard Long Beach Stomp. We'll keep it going with Wade Ray, the fiddler, singer, and bandleader from Evansville, Indiana, who had a lengthy career that ranged from the Sons of the Pioneers to the WLS Barn Dance to Ray Price and Willie Nelson. He released a bunch of singles in the late 40s to mid-50s, and we'll hear the Dipsy Doodle, credited to Wade Ray and his Cowtown 5, released in 1955. From there, we'll look back with the Western Aces from the UK. So let's deal and go on the Roots Roundup. The Western Aces there, not the 1940s hillbilly band from Vermont, but a rockin' combo from the UK that made a record for our friends at El Toro in 2008. From that record, introducing the Western Aces, we heard Old 32. Before the Western Aces, we had Wade Ray and the Cowtown Five, the Dipsy Doodle from 1955. We'll move on now to our friend Dave Del Monte and his band, the Cross County Boys from Connecticut. Dave pops up every couple of months or so with some new music, and I'm always happy to have his contributions. This time, we'll hear The Cow Jumped Over the Moon. From there, we'll get in the Wayback Machine with the great Milt Trenier. So let's get Lunar on the Roots Roundup.
Well, cow jumped over the moon. Dish ran away with the spoon. The plate ran away with the spoon. The tree ran away with the leaves. Well, if you rock and roll, well, bless my soul. Run away with me, yeah.
To do You gotta squeeze me. You gotta squeeze me. Papa, don't tease me. Squeeze me all night long. You've gotta squeeze me. You've gotta squeeze me. Papa, don't tease me. Squeeze me all night long. You've gotta squeeze me. You've gotta squeeze me. Papa, don't tease me. Squeeze me all night long. You've gotta squeeze me.
That was Milt Trenaer, the jump blues singer who first came to prominence in the late 40s in Chicago. He and his brother Buddy joined their other brothers, Cliff and Claude, the Trenaer twins, to become the Trenaer brothers. Milt spent 8 years with his brothers, but he also recorded on his own, and we heard Squeeze Me, a Lieber and Stoller composition from 1953, credited to Milt Trenaer and his Solid Six. Milt kept performing in Chicago until he retired in 2017 after a 70-year career. Before Milt, we heard our buddy Dave Del Monte and his Cross County Boys, The Cow Jumped Over the Moon. Let's hear now from Little Remy and the Flying Rockers, the Dutch combo fronted by Remy Remmickers on vocals. They put out a couple of early 60s singles, and we'll hear Shadoogie, which dates to 1962. From there, we'll stay in Europe and move to the present with Adriano Batalba and his trio, so let's explain it all on the Roots Roundup.
Hey, hey, hey. There may come a time when old Santa, he won't pay your bills for you. You caused me to lose all my women, and now you say we are through. Well, I'm telling you, baby, I was through with you a long, long time ago. Your mama thinks you're the hottest thing in town. Well, just because you think you got something that no other girl has got. You caused me to lose all my money. You laughed and called me your Santa Claus. Well, I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you. Because, well, just because. Well, I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you. Because, well, just because.
The Adriano Batalba Trio there from Germany, featuring Adriano and guitar and vocals. From their new record, How Much Does It Cost If It's Free, we heard them on the old chestnut, Just Because. Before that, we went back 6 decades for a little Remy and the Flying Rockers from the Netherlands, Shadugi, released in 1962. We'll keep things shaking with the Swift Jewel Cowboys, formed in 1932 to promote the Swift brand of jewel shortening. They had a long career playing on the radio and at rodeos and store openings. Although they lasted about a decade, they only had one recording session in 1939 in which they recorded 22 sides. And from that, we'll hear Fan It. From there, we'll head out with Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five. So here we go now on the Roots Roundup.
Thank you.
That, of course, was the great Louis Jordan, the man who ruled the R&B charts from 1942 to 1951. By 1955, the hits had dried up, but he was still making great records, and we just heard one of those, Gotta Go. Before Louis, we had the Swift Jewel Cowboys, Fannett, from 1939. I'm always glad to get tracks from our friends at El Toro Records in Barcelona, and we've got the latest single from Same Old Shoes, the quartet from Forli, Italy. They formed as the result of a pub meeting in 2010, and they've been making great stripped-down rockabilly since. We'll hear the A-side of their new single, Gonna Go Bop. We'll then have more new music from our friends Union Avenue. So let's get in good trouble on the Roots Roundup.
Bop real strong, bebop, baby.
Union Avenue there are friends from Bloomington, Illinois, consisting of Christopher Myers on vocals and rhythm guitar, Steve Necht on upright bass, Chris Manzella on drums, and Burl Turner on lead guitar. They made a 4-song EP last year, and they've taken those songs and added 4 new ones and released it as custom recording sessions. We heard Trouble Up the Road, a remake of the 1958 classic from Jackie Brenston. Before Union Avenue, we had new music from Same Old Shoes from Italy, the A-side of their new El Toro single, Gonna Go Bop. We'll move on to Shelley Lee Alley, the fiddler, songwriter, and Western Swing Hall of Famer from Alleyton, Texas. He led several bands in San Antonio and Dallas, including the first version of the Swift Jewel Cowboys, before starting as Alley Cats in 1936. We'll hear Women, 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 recorded in a 1937 session, which also featured Ted Daffin on steel and Cliff Bruner on fiddle. We'll then get wistful with Wallace Waters. So let's go crazy on the Roots Roundup.
How I love the women, I love them long and tall. I love the slim ones, the medium and fat ones. Lordy, how I love them all. I used to always hate them all, until I met a girl they call Blondie. That was when I began to fall. Trust another woman, I want them all to know. They'll take all your love and your money, and then they will let you go. I've always been my downfall. From now on, I'll keep my eyes wide open, but I'll always love them all.
Make me realize, like a dime. I want to hold him on, feel his charm. Him on. I won't care, just don't want me. I never did, I feel like they keep me in your charm. Hold me there, on. Hold me close, what a treat. In my heart, skip a beat. I'm in the tears, I'm a spine. I guess you know it's on mine. What you want, what you know. A little wiggle in your eye, make me realize.
That was Wallace Waters from Harrison, Arkansas, who made two late 50s singles before returning to Harrison and running a floor covering company for 40 years. He also recorded some tracks which weren't released at the time, and we heard one of those, Keep Me in Your Charms. Before Wallace, we had Shelley Lee Alley and his Alley Cats, Women, 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 recorded in 1937. We'll move on to a woman regarded as a rock and roll pioneer, the fascinating Sister Rosetta Tharpe. Born in Cotton Plant, Arkansas, she went on the road as a performer at the age of six with her mother's evangelical troupe, and she continued performing after she and her mother settled in Chicago. She developed acclaim for her combination of spiritual lyrics and electric guitar, and the song we'll hear, 1944's Strange Things Happening Every Day, became the first gospel record to cross over to the R&B chart, where it peaked at number 2. It's also regarded as a contender for the first rock and roll record. From there, we'll rock it with Jared Pettis and the Headliners. So let's draw back the arrow on the Roots Roundup.
Church people say they are in this holy way. There are strange things happening every day. On that last great judgment day, when they drive them all away, there are strange things happening every day. Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
There are strange things happening every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day. There are strange things happening every day. If you want to view the crime, you must learn to quit your dime. Right all the time. There are strange things happening every day.
Please, Cupid, won't you take this life, the air from my heart? Well, I wish you'd had asked me if I wanted her before you drew back your bone in me square. She thinks she runs my life and gives me all kinds of strife, and it's much more than
Jared Pettis there, our friend from Charleston, and his band, The Headliners, with a track there from their 2020 album, I Ain't Waitin'. We heard Cupid's Arrow. Before that, we went back to 1944 for Strange Things Happenin' Every Day, a classic from Sister Rosetta Tharpe. We'll load it up one more time, beginning with Herbert Clayton Penny, better known to the world as Hank, the Western Swing bandleader from Birmingham, Alabama. We'll go to his record, Steel Guitar Stomp, which also featured Noel Boggs and Merle Travis. This was recorded at Hank's first session after moving to the West Coast, and it reached number 28 on the country chart. From there, we'll bop it with Al Ferrier. So here we go once more on the Roots Roundup.
Now here's Noel Boggs with the Steel Guitar Stomp. Take it away, Noel. Yes, take it away, boy. All right, it's son. Yeah.
No, baby, you got the wrong man. know me real rough. I told her no, no, baby. You got a wrong man, oh. I told her no, no, baby. Got the wrong man. A job to work for her while times are hard. I told her no, no, baby. You got a wrong man, I know. I told her no, no, baby. You got the wrong man, I know. And look, young woman, one of us has got to go.
That was Alphys Glenn Ferrier, better known to the world as Al, the king of Louisiana rockabilly. Al started playing guitar at age 8, quit school at 13 to work in a logging camp, and soon after, he formed his band, the Boppin' Billies, with two of his brothers. They made their first record, No No Baby, in 1956, the track we heard, and it became a regional hit. Like a lot of his contemporaries, Al left music in the 60s, but returned in the 70s to take part in the rockabilly revival, eventually switching to gospel later in life. If you like what you heard, our friends at El Toro have reissued all 32 of Al's 1950s recordings as a collection called I'm the Man. Before Al, we had Hank Penny, joined by Noel Boggs and Merle Travis, Steel Guitar Stomp from 1946. It's time to close it down for the week, so let's have our last twofer of this 122nd Roots Roundup. First up is Blue Moon Bop from the Bop Kings, and then we'll finish her off with the Blazin' 7 and Baby Please Don't Go. And it's time for me to go for this week. I'm Rockin' Dave, and thanks for listening to this edition of the Roots Roundup. I hope you'll join me again, and until then, keep your roots on!
Well, I'm gonna get my baby, but I'm really late. I'm gonna want to find me in my Rocky Day. How long we can get? We'll take a rock, yeah, rocket to the moon. Hey, hey, we're gonna rock, pour a rocket to the moon. We'll roll out the barrels, we're coming and we'll beat it real soon. It's roll now. Says, oh, daddy, daddy, what you doing to me? I said, I don't know, but it's worth it at a Hollywood Bee. We get so high up, we can see the mountaintop. Gonna do a little dance called the Blue Moon Bop. Blue Moon, Blue Moon Bop. Blue Moon, Blue Moon Bop. We take a bop, yeah, rock it to the moon. Hey, hey, we're gonna rock, gonna rock it to the moon. We'll roll out the barrels, we're coming in for Peter and Sue. Yeah!
Don't go. you're lazy, and I love you so, baby, please don't go. Well, you might not gone. Well, you might not gone. Well, you might not gone. You left the county farm, you had your shackles on, baby, please don't go.
Rockabilly, jump blues, and western swing. This program was written, produced, and hosted by Dave Bagdad and was recorded at EMAS Studios in Broad Ripple. Rockin' Dave's Roots Roundup is a fortnight production. Please join us again next time, and thanks for listening.